Hey everyone, welcome back to the Handlebar Podcast. On this episode, you are actually going to be listening to one of our YouTube exclusive sessions that we've been doing. A lot of you guys have been asking if we could make them available on our podcast platform, which we have. But if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, go ahead and go to YouTube and hit that subscribe button. That way you can stay up to date with any new episodes or any new content that we upload. So these sessions have honestly been so much fun, and we've heard so much great feedback from you guys. So yeah, anyway, without further ado, we hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Hey guys, welcome back to Handlebar Sessions. I'm with my amazing dear friend Eniola. I love when you come to Dallas. Aww. Which is still weird to say because you lived here for how many years?
Since 2010.
For those of you who don't know, Eniola moved to, well, first Reading, then Huntington Beach, yeah. California. How many? 2 years ago now?
Yes.
Yeah. So We were just talking the other day about how maybe this time when she leaves, I won't completely lose it and start weeping in front of her Uber driver. Because the last few times you've left my house, I've been like, bye.
I always feel so sad.
I know. But you're also so confident in what God's doing in your life that I'm literally weeping and you're like, it's going to be okay.
In your face. I'm in that Uber driver like...
Okay, we're going to get into our question. I'm excited. Aaron, are you going to read it?
Here is the question. This question was submitted by Catherine. She's 20 and she's from Montgomery, Alabama.
What's up?
Catherine, 20, Montgomery, Alabama. And the question is, how do you fight for connection and overcome fear in a relationship after someone has hurt you? Let me read it again. How do you fight for connection and overcome fear in a relationship after someone has hurt you?
Both of our jaws drop because this is our story.
This is our story.
Did you know that, babe? You knew that. That's crazy.
It's crazy. Trying to get in our business.
Yeah, but it's so good because we have a testimony.
We do have a beautiful testimony.
How do you fight for connection after someone has hurt you? We should just tell a story.
Yes. Okay, you start.
Well, I was the one that hurt you, so you should tell.
No.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
The thing is, I don't know.
Well, okay, I don't remember the exact... Okay, the one story I'm thinking... I'm sure we both hurt each other, but The one story I'm thinking of is when we were talking about the race conversation a ton.
Oof,
you know what I'm talking about?
I remember
about?
This.
Our church was doing what we called... What
the table...
there's
round
so many
tables.
Table things at so, our room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were doing these discussions, like they were called round tables, where we would go and... talk about this issue because it was coming up a lot. It was also during the election,
it was
all these things.
2020.
And to be honest, I always strayed away from any talk about that. And really, I realized that I had this like spirit of perfectionism. Mm. I want to look a certain way. I don't want to get into any of that because I don't want anyone to think I'm da 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 da, which is crazy because it could sound like it's selfless, but it's actually very selfish and very me-centered.
Totally.
So that's what I was going through. And like I said, I don't remember the exact instance. I think what hurt you was that I wasn't willing to really talk about it. I was super shut down.
Yes. I also because, yes, you were, because it was like the topic. And I was,
and
it
I was like,
all up here. Yeah. And so then while everyone else is having conversations, I was becoming the kind of person who's like, I don't want to talk to anyone about this.
Yeah.
Except the people I'm the closest to.
Right.
And you are one of the people I'm the closest to.
Yeah.
And like, I couldn't.
I knew you wanted to, but I was just like so scared to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And little did I know, I went to the Lord one day and I was like, Lord, why am I so afraid to talk about this? Why am I not even afraid to talk about it? But I was genuinely triggered by it. Like, I don't want to talk about this. They're being dramatic, like just being honest. We've already talked about this. So the fact that we're talking about it on camera doesn't make a difference because we had our time to talk about it privately. But I was like so triggered by it. And I remember one day you came to me. I think we were at a coffee shop. I think I was pregnant with Rosie. Mm-hmm. That's wild. So it had to have been 3 years ago. And you basically just said, like, it's hurting me that we're not connecting over this.
Yeah.
And we won't go into all the details of that conversation, but the point is, you had felt hurt by me. Mm-hmm. You came to me and expressed it. And you knew that I was on a journey of being vulnerable because I didn't practice that growing up. I kind of had that whole thing of like, we'll be fine. Let's just be happy. Let's not have discord between us. I was trying to keep everything okay. Yeah. But little did I know there was like no connection or vulnerability in any of my relationships. Gosh. So in that moment, I had the choice to either go like, oh my gosh, again, you know, or to be like, no, I love Eniola. She is has become one of my best friends. We've been through so much together. And if this is important to you, it's important to me.
Yes.
And so I think that's the number one thing is how to restore connection after you're hurt. Well, you were the one that was hurt, so you came to me.
Yeah.
So I would say the first thing is if you're wanting to restore connection, if it's a okay situation to do this, I know there's so many different situations, but go to that person and express your heart.
100%.
I literally just did this with one of my best friends like 10 minutes ago while we're here recording. Like we had a serious conversation.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important to be vulnerable.
Yeah, I will add to vulnerability because I think... So you're vulnerable because it's, I think about something I heard Aaron say earlier today about how, you know, when you opening your heart to your friends and being like, oh my gosh, because you've been vulnerable with me, I can now see what you're expressing and I could do something. I can make a decision with what you just shared with me, which builds the intimacy between us.
Yeah.
The second thing I was thinking about was in when we became friends, you and I, which we are so similar, but what we saw first was our differences.
Yeah.
Seeing our differences was easier than seeing our similarities when we first got deep into friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this decision that God invited me to make in my friendship with you to go, because you actually were more different than all of the friends I'd had, like, and I was like, man, because you are such a woman. I mean, no shade to all my friends, but if you feel shade, that's between you and God, because I'm not throwing none. But like, you are one of the most disciplined. You are so disciplined. You live with such structure, but also you are so like. There's such a sharpness when it comes to the way you interact with the voice of God in your life. Until I became friends with you, I don't recall having a friend who was so leaned into the voice of God for every decision.
Wow.
Like, yes, but no, not in the same way. And I remember, like, just different things would trigger me because it was something I desired in you. Like,
whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would look at you and be like, at first I'd be like, oh, she's doing the most because it was so different.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I did. I was like, that's the most. But then it became like, wow, like.
Like it was an invitation for you?
Yes, because, okay. And I think that's to the point of our conversation. After someone has hurt you, because... It could be a big hurt. It could be a small hurt.
Yeah.
It could be someone interrupted me. It could be I misunderstood something.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things after the vulnerability expressed, too, is the forgiveness. It's the decision to like, I still want to be friends with you. Like, I don't want to exist in this world where we're running parallel to each other, but I'm just like, everything that you do, I'm like, you know, like, that's not the way I was made to live. So... One of the action steps I was able to take was, God, I really love Sarah Beth, and I don't know her. And that's why I'm misunderstanding her. I have made assumptions about her motives and why she's doing certain things, and I realize that, and I don't want that anymore because it's hindering our connection.
Yeah.
And so I remember there were seasons where you've been so gracious. In our hard conversations, and I would say like intense things to you, and you would be like, okay. And I would just kind of go back and be like, man, not me assuming that my friend not me assuming the worst about my friend. Like I'm just so aware that in friendship, in relation, any relationship, but we're talking about the context of friendship, it is so important that we like, I look at you and I think you actually desire to be connected to me. So anything I'm about to say is coming from that space. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I'm thinking the question is how to restore connection after you've been hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about, well, our example is Jesus. So I'm thinking about in the Gospels where it's the Last Supper.
Yes.
He's fully God. He's fully man. But because he's fully God, he sees the beginning from the end. He knows what's about to happen. Yeah. He knows not only that Judas is going to betray him, right? And like send him to his death, but also Peter,
who
was one of his best friends, was going to deny him.
And the rest of them are going to run away.
Yeah, all of them. But how does he specifically treat, all of them, but how, like, he still feeds Judas his body and his blood.
And he still washes Judas's feet.
And he still washes his feet and Peter's feet and all of their feet. So I'm like, if you really want to ask the question of how to restore connection, go low.
Look at Jesus,
go low, look at Jesus. Wash each other's feet. I'll never forget, Aaron went to a meeting at work one time and came back and he was so mad going and he's like, I'm so mad. And I'm sitting there like, oh gosh, how's this about to go? And then he literally comes back in tears saying, I felt like God said to wash his feet. And now like we've restored. And it was just such an eye opener for me because I'm like, even just a prophetic act like that, doing what Jesus did, broke something.
Okay.
And it's not that you always have to get a bucket and wash someone's feet, but it's the heart posture.
I was going to say it is the heart posture. And you know me, I'm about action. And so it is about washing feet. Like, there is an element of like, maybe I won't get a bucket, or maybe my bucket won't look like Jesus's bucket specifically. Mm-hmm. But sometimes my bucket is, I'm going to come over and we're going to sit together and talk. We're going to go for a walk. Yes. I'm going to listen to you.
Yeah.
I want to know like things that I've never like been into before. I want to be into them with you.
Yeah.
I think, because really, when you talk about restoring a friendship after you've been hurt, you're actually talking about adopting the heart of Jesus for the rest of your life and the way that you interact with people and becoming the sort of person who's like, you know what, God, I will not like allow myself to harbor unforgiveness.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says in 1 John, if I hate my brother, then the love and the love of God does not abide in me, then God doesn't abide in me. Like, how can I say that? It's so clear.
And then James, I'm thinking 1 or 3, I don't know which one it is, but I was having a hard time in a relationship one time in college, and the Lord led me to James, and it says, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, every evil thing follows.
Man.
And it goes on to list the evil things, which are things that you'd be like, I would never do that. Uh-huh. But it's a slippery slope. And I think that's where a lot of hurt in relationships come is jealousy and selfish ambition.
100%. Because it's either jealousy of like, you're getting more attention than me.
Yeah, it could be anything.
Or a selfish ambition, which is like, I am centered and I am focused on what I want out of our friendship.
Yes.
More than...
what could this friendship give me?
That, and I think that is such a crippling thing in friendship.
Yeah.
And there were so many seasons in our friendship that I saw that. But real quick, I wanted to say...
yeah, I was going to say, just I think we forgot to set a timer. So after this, give me your handlebar.
I want to say this. If we had not made a decision, I'll speak for Eniola. I hadn't made a decision like, oh my gosh, because of how close we are...
yeah.
I need to overcome, forgive, get past this thing. I need to see Sarah Beth rightly. Then the fruit that we have now in our friendship, we could never have had. And now the beautiful fruit is I'm the godmother to your kids.
Yeah, and you moving away actually strengthened our relationship.
Friendship.
But if we had never restored 100%. That connection and expressed our hurts,
100%.
We wouldn't even be talking right now.
No.
I know. God. Isn't that crazy?
Thank you, Lord.
Can do with a heart that will go low.
Yeah.
And you did and I did. And
both
so it was
of us
like,
did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say.
What's your handlebar?
Do you want to do your handlebar first?
Sure. I was thinking my handlebar would be, it's actually a verse in Proverbs 17:17 actually. And it says, a friend loves at all times.
Yeah.
And a brother is born for adversity. Mm-hmm. And so I would just say, seek to be the friend that loves at all times. And ask the Lord, how would you treat my friend? Like, what would be your response to the way that they just hurt me.
Yeah.
Because it may have been wrong, the way that I talked to you, the way that you talked to me.
Sure.
It probably was at some point.
Yeah.
We may have these things behind, like jealousy, selfish ambition. But how can I be a friend that loves at all times? So my handlebar is look up scriptures about friendship.
Yeah.
Like this one is short, but it's so good. A friend loves at all times.
Yeah.
So hide God's word in your heart and try to be a friend that loves at all times. What's yours?
My handlebar is actually the exact same as yours, but just saying it in a different way. When the way that I love you is by looking you in your eye and going, God, who is this person to you?
Yeah.
And then loving you as the person that God shows me.
That's so good.
And going like, oh my gosh, you matter.
Yeah.
You're very special to the Lord. The things that are quirks about you are part of your design that God gave you. Who am I to come against those things?
Yeah.
Just because they make me uncomfortable or whatever. I let those things grow me in love.
Iron sharpens iron.
Iron sharpening iron,
that's
yes. And so I think I would just say my handlebar is the same handlebar as yours, is to become the friend that loves at all times and to look at my friend through the eyes of Jesus. Because the Bible says, if I sow in the flesh, I'll reap in the flesh. If I sow in the spirit, I'll reap the fruit of the spirit.
That is exactly our friendship.
And that's our friendship. Every time we sowed in the flesh was the fruit.
Yeah.
But every time we've sown in the spirit,
it's been breakthrough.
You guys with me, when it comes to prayer, not just you, I've gotten the inheritance of a friendship with you and Aaron.
So true.
Like a deep friendship with both of you.
Yeah, and our kids.
And your kids. And it feels like family, not just friendship. And the same, when we've sown in the spirit, we've gotten the fruit in the spirit.
Yeah.
So, that would be my handlebar.
That's so good. We could talk for hours.
We could. I literally was about to just keep going and just say I didn't care about time, but I care about time.
Yeah.
Care about time.
We love you guys. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.
Yay.